my dear associates in the path. In fact, I am not able to talk now, having got myself absorbed in the infinite grace of my Master, which I shared with all of you. Still the routine must go on. We have actually quite a few things to attend to today. Though Krishnashtami is not a centralized celebration we have, I am happy that so many of you thought it fit to come over here and participate in this happy occasion. Oneness of Lord Krishna and our beloved Master Babaji Maharaj is a well-known fact for all of us. Oneness of Dr. KCV with the Master is also known to all of us. Today happens to be the birthday of Dr. KCV also. So, though I won't call it Trinity, because I believe in unity, and all of us experienced only unity so far, for very many emotional and personal attachments, we may think them to be three. Krishna consciousness is total love, love for all. That He loves all of us, we have practically experienced, and no arguments, no discussions need be had on that. Personal verification does not require any arguments. There is a peculiar twist that Babaji Maharaj has given when he said, "Love Him who loves all." Krishna loves all of us, fine, but do we love Him as much as He does? Do we love our Master as much as He does? This is a purely personal question for all of you and for me too. Love has got various meanings for various people of various ages and climes. Above all, it means sacrifice. Sacrifice a bit of ours in favor of the other. Sacrifice more of us in favor of the other. Sacrifice all of us for favor of the other. This is how love develops. We have various examples of the mother's love, father's love, husband's love, wife's love, etc. children's love, etc. All these things are partial, but love for God is full, potent, undivided. It is Advaita. It is not the Advaita of Vedanta. It is not the much branded out word called Advaita. No. The unity consciousness that we have experienced just now is Advaita. The bliss, the ocean of bliss in which we were merged and continue to be merged is Advaita. It is inseparable. It cannot be divided. It is unity. It passes through our hearts. Mind has no place here. This is not the realm of the mind. This is the realm of the heart. Heart knows how to love. Mind knows how to dissect. So first give up most of your mind. It's not an easy task. That is the reason why I have been requesting all of you to read more and more of Babaji Maharaj. Let his words sink into our hearts. Let those words be alone the words that we use on all occasions. The Institute Empyreans has been time and again releasing some research notes. This year we thought it fit that we should write on the article Gita given by the Master. The article Gita has been explained by me to all my limitations and is already available in Bodhayanti Parasparam. There the Master refers to the condition of Atman and says seven slokas cover that in Bhagavad Gita. That made us look into that, what those seven slokas are. And we found many more references that Babaji has made in that article. We have now compiled that particular article with the slokas put into it. We will now hear the recording of the same. The book is now to be distributed, is being distributed. And the moment you receive that, kindly also go through the article as you hear. So if there is any deficiency in recording, it will be made good. Thank you.